Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, it was a rough weekend in Liberty. You know, it's homecoming season. And so the homecoming dance on Saturday night in Liberty, the Liberty principal, Mike Sharp, called the abrupt ending of the dance understandably upsetting after a student fight broke out and led to an evacuation. There were initial reports of a firearm or gunshots. That was balloons popping.
Ah.
It's not quite. I can see how you would be concerned that it would sound the same way, but no. That was called off. It was called off while the dance was in progress. They said it started at about 9:40 p.m. when several students began physically fighting. The balloon popping, likely caused by the fight, led to panic and confusion. But no shots have been fired.
You know, I got to tell you, to the whole balloon popping causing a panic thing. Mm-hmm. How many more stories are we going to see like this? We had Worlds of Fun.
Like, what else
last
sounds
weekend,
like a gun?
We had Lee Summit days a few months ago where that happened. It happens all the time. And mm-hmm. to be fair to people, it's not like it's an overreaction. We had two mass shootings that I know of anyway.
Yes.
There might have been more in North Carolina and the one
Michigan.
At the Mormon church.
Mm-hmm. Just
over
this
the weekend. Yeah. It's not healthy, guys. Like, I don't know what we can do about this, but the being on edge mm-hmm. all the time, you go out and you wonder why people are less kind and angry, it seems like, because everybody's on edge. I was at downtown Overland Park on Saturday, just went to Strang Hall with Katie and Finn. Really good time.
Henry,
we literally
I'm
asked him
cool.
and he like just was like no. We got some gelato, sitting down, eating it, just having a beautiful day, mm-hmm. and there was this loud bang behind us. And everybody stopped.
Yeah.
Like everyone like that.
Yeah.
And there wasn't another one, so everybody kind of chilled out. But is that where we're at? Or is it like, oh, if you're one bang, okay, everybody stops. Two, start running for your lives. But I was ready to grab Finn and Katie and just start running.
Yeah. In answer to your question, I think when we are in a place where there is a lot of people
yep.
and you hear one bang or two or five, I think your first thought is gunshots.
Yep.
I was at, my mom was in town this weekend. And so we went to City Market, which I love to go do and need to go do a lot more, but it was packed on Saturday morning. We were there at like 10 or 11 and it was jammed because it was a gorgeous morning. It was jam packed with people. If I had heard, I could totally see somebody just stepping on like some of those plastic bags that hold yep. some of the stuff you can buy. And if it's full of air and you step on it, that would make a pop. That would sound that I would wonder the same thing. And it doesn't take a lot, especially for teenagers, to cause a panic. You know, that spreads very, very quickly. And somehow that also got into this physical fight that it sounds like the fight was first. And then that led to the balloon popping, which sounded like gunshots, which caused all of this chaos.
Well, that's because obviously the bullets are the immediate danger if there is a shooting.
Balloons apparently are a danger too.
The surge is also a danger. That a panic attack where people get trampled, bones get broken. People get into fights trying to get out. I remember in 2019 in Times Square, there was a mass panic because a motorcycle backfired. And everybody went nuts and people got trampled. There was an incident in Dallas, the cheer nationals for the competition. A falling pole came down, led to a fight, led to mass evacuation. Everybody was losing their minds. I don't know.
Okay, so
I don't know.
No more dances.
Let me ask you this. You don't need to call about this if you don't want to. I'd like to hear you on the text line, though. Have you decided not to do things lately because of incidents like this? Have you found yourself maybe subconsciously and you're just like, oh my God,
it's not worth the
reason why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Katie was talking about this coming weekend, I guess I should say, Chapel Roan, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a big deal.
And she was like, I almost want to go to that show. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, you're going by yourself. but I was like, oh, yeah. And she's like, yeah, but then I thought about it. She's like, no, I don't want to, because I don't want to be around so many people where something could happen. And
that's fair.
She and I have this very much in common. I think you might have a little bit of it too. Correct me if I'm wrong. Some social anxiety.
Yeah.
If I get around big crowds of people,
absolutely,
I start to get a little bit edgy,
stressed out. A little bit, yeah.
And is it that? I don't know. But it's I've always had it before mass shootings were so in the national consciousness and everything. I've always been uneasy around big crowds of people. And Finn is the same way. When we were at String Hall, it was very crowded. And he finished his food and he's like, can I go outside now?
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Yeah, for me, that social anxiety about the crowds didn't start until COVID, but it didn't go away after COVID.
Yeah.
Somehow that kind of still stayed in me a little bit. I don't worry about COVID. It's just that anxiety related to when people are too close to me. Also, I'm, on the more petite side and I can't see.
Yeah.
I can't see through crowds. I can't see how to get out. I don't like it when people are super, super close like that. So yeah, I get it. But it totally makes sense to me that somebody with social anxiety that is heightened now by the stories that we've had lately about things that aren't gunshots, but could be happening in areas where, I mean, you get a big crowd like that. It's hard to get out.
Yeah.
Your fear is, can I get out of this? Can I protect my child when this happens? And I don't know what the step is here. Are there things we can do to cut down on that fear?
I was thinking that, just brainstorming here. I mean, you're going to have to say no balloons, right?
Yeah. Let's make a list of everything that could sound like a gunshot and ban.
Say no
that.
Balloons. I think if you have a PA announcer, if you have somebody who can direct people, maybe have a calming effect, especially if they know whether or not it was balloons, if it was, because we do have AI now that can detect whether something was a gunshot or a balloon, can tell the difference between, I guess, the audio wave or whatever. Then maybe if we have that, then we can tell people. It's sickening that we even have to invent this kind of technology or invent this kind of backup system, because we shouldn't have to. I'm sorry, guys. We shouldn't have to.
At things like school dances, would it help if exits were more clearly marked?
Yeah.
When you come in, do you need to be sent, somehow sent a link, or, you're told, hey, in the case of an emergency, here's how you would get out, so that way at least the evacuate, there's not as much chaos and people trying to get out because you know where to go. Will that work with people? Mm-hmm. It is something we think about more, something I think about more. If I'm in a place, how would I get out of here if I needed to?
Yeah.
What's the exit to get me out?
I'm not going to have my back to the door.
Yeah.
We're living with the same kind of rules that a mob boss no, I can't have my table there. I got to be facing the other way.
Yeah, you're right. And that heightened sense of awareness is exhausting.
Yeah.
And so I get why you don't want to go to a concert, because it's not worth the stress and the just the stress on your body, that is tiresome.
Yeah.
Physically.
From the text line, 1024 says, I skipped the plaza lighting last year. I have always gone. I love it, but the crush of people freaks me out now. Also from the text line, 7783 says, I won't do Black Friday doorbusters anymore. Even though I genuinely love that, it's just not worth the panic when folks start running towards the door. I mean, that's designed for...
Oh, yeah.
That's people on get purpose. Every year on Black Friday, there's stories about people getting trampled at a Walmart or Best Buy or wherever. Let's see. This is sad. But 2297 says, I haven't taken my kids to a parade since the Chiefs parade.
Oh, I'm not the world's biggest parade person, but that is sad.
Yeah.
For kids, because we all had that experience as a kid.
Yeah.
They don't throw candy anymore either.
We do neighborhood stuff. And things like that. But, you know, if like your kids have a school parade or something like that, but we're not doing any big parades.
Yeah. I mean, I think about like Quentin, you went to Fall Fest in Liberty on Friday night. And I start to think this is festival season. Yeah. Like you said, you were in downtown Overland Park. This is October is every fall, Oktoberfest, everything is happening. And then we get into the holiday stuff. The next 2 months are busy with events here everywhere. And so, as you're out at all of these events, are you going to think, well, this isn't worth it? You just never know what could sound like something.
I won't let my teen go to school dances anymore because of incidents like these. That's 1142 says that.
That bums me out.
That seems insane. I'm sorry, but that's going a little bit too far. I get it. Like you're worried about your kid, but that's also like I'm homeschooling my kid because of Uvalde.
Yeah,
you know, it's a horrible thing, but you also can't restrict your kid from it's awesome. We don't do Christmas because I'm not going to go out shopping and I don't trust the Amazon driver not to shoot up my house when he delivers the packages. Like that's getting a little bit too paranoid.
But I don't know. School dances suck anyways. So
I was waiting for somebody to weigh in and say, it's not worth it anyway.
I'm not going to disagree with you.
Oh, great. Arthur from math class. You want to like hang out in the corner and drink some punch? Like, no, I don't want to hang out with
you. The sweaty hands.
I went to a total of one school dance when I was in high school, even though I had a girlfriend from sophomore year until obviously I was done with high school. I couldn't care less about going. We, in fact, didn't go to prom. Katie and I did not go to prom. We skipped prom and went to a nice dinner and then went and hung out with our friends at after prom parties.
Yeah, I went to prom 3 years in a row, but I never went to anything else.
If your kids want to go, though,
they should.
They should go.
They should. Here's where I bet a lot of parents are ready to like rub your face into a brick wall, because we're having the conversation a lot about trying to make your kids more independent and trying to, you know, hands off a little bit and let them, you know, let them fly a little bit. And then also how to protect them, because it feels like there are more things to be afraid of.
Right. World's scarier than ever.
Where do you land on it? If you have ideas, if you want to tell us the decisions that you're making, feel free.
913-586-7798. Let's go to Justin in Shawnee. Hey, Justin.
Hey, so I still like to take my kids to the things. Well, kids in a few weeks. I think it's our job as parents to kind of like keep their innocence as long as possible.
Yeah.
And so I don't want them to miss out on things. And so when we go out as a family, I let my wife and, you know, my kids, soon to be kids, kind of be in the moment, enjoy things. And I feel like it's my job to kind of like keep my head on a swivel, pay attention to the surroundings, try to enjoy myself as much as possible, because I have massive amounts of anxiety. I have a pretty good case of PTSD, but they shouldn't suffer because of that. And so I see it as my job to just let them be happy and make sure that if something does go wrong, it's my job to, you know, make sure we're good.
And we should note, and Justin, thank you so much for your call. I really appreciate it. And it's a really great point. Mm-hmm. We should try to at least play the statistics.
Yeah.
And the probabilities, and realize that the threat is a lot worse than the actuality.
Yeah.
It's just an unfortunate actuality, because while the statistics say you're more likely, probably still, to die in a car accident,
a gazillion times more likely,
lightning, to die in a mass shooting event, all that stuff. At the same time, it's so prominent in the news. It's such a common occurrence. And Katie was saying, as far as like the Chapel Roan thing, she's like, well, that would be like a target because of like who she is and stuff like that. And I was like, it's not a target because of who she is. It's a target because there's people there.
Right.
Like that's the problem. Like Jason Aldean, it was the Country Fest, was the biggest, yeah. I think it's still to this day, the biggest mass shooting in America was the one in Vegas, the Mandalay Bay shooting. You think he was targeting that because of Jason Aldean's politics? Like, I mean, that guy, the guy who fired, I don't know his politics, but I know he was a older man.
Yeah.
And there was no political motivation. I think he'd gone through a divorce and he was just going out in a blaze of glory and he saw an opportunity to kill a bunch of people.
And you can't plan for every possible thing that can go wrong.
Yeah.
The worst things that happen to us are things we never expected. Things that we didn't prepare for and couldn't prevent. To your point, oh yeah, I assume you are a million times more likely to die driving your kid to the dance than the kid will have anything happen to them at the dance. But you're willing to drive them to the dance.
Right.
It's, perspective is important.
But it's tough.
And hard.
It's tough.
Because these are your kids.
Because it's we're constantly looking for threats from other people. Whereas, you know, driving, that's a car.
And we feel like we can control that.
Yeah.
I can control how good of a driver I am. I can't control what a loon does at a dance.
At a dance. And I think there's also, I'm not afraid of dying in a plane crash. I'm afraid of the crashing. Does that make sense? Like, I'm not afraid of actually hitting the ground. I'm afraid of the descent.
Where you're still
the panic.
Where you know what's coming.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Yeah, fear is really scary, FDR.
Mm-hmm.
Fear is actually terrifying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm more afraid of, is the plunging to your death. Not so much hitting.
Yeah.
You know, like if I could just be zonked out on the plane and then maybe I arrive or maybe I don't, that's one thing. But it's the crashing part that scares me.
Good luck, parents.
Yeah.
Good luck.
913-586-7798. We do have a bunch of texts on this, on things people are pulling back on doing. And as parents, are you avoiding things? After just another bad weekend in America, as far as mass shootings are concerned, but also a fight that happened at the Liberty Homecoming after some balloons popped and people thought there was a shooter.
I mean, the fact that, and we don't need to talk about this, but just the fact that it happened over the weekend that somebody pulled a boat up to an area on land and just started shooting and killed three people. I mean, that is never, I mean, I'm sure it's happened, but not to the point that we've ever talked about it.
From his boat.
From his boat.
How am I going to be able to take out as many people with me as possible?
Yeah.
913-586-7798. It's midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So we started off talking about what happened at the Liberty Homecoming on Saturday night, where you had a group of kids that got into a physical fight, and there was the sound of, it was actually balloons popping, but during the fight, balloons were popped, and that sounded like gunshots. That caused mass chaos. You can imagine when you've got several hundred kids together at a dance like that, and it's 9:30 p.m., and you've got the fight, so you've already got the commotion, and then the sound of gunshots, and it's not, but you don't know that, and then trying to get out of there. There were no guns found. There were no gunshots or anything to worry, but we just, again, this was a bad weekend in America with the actual shootings. What are you pulling back on? What are you not doing as much? What are you not letting your kids do?
From the text line, 2049 says, used to love Union Station and going to events there, but unfortunately the crowds make my daughter panic. And she's done active shooter drills at school that break my heart. One of my most vivid memories of Kansas City, an unfortunate one, was being on air for Sandy Hook. And then the next day, taking Henry, who was, I guess, 3 and a half or four, almost four at that time, to Union Station for Santa Claus to go ask Santa Claus, you know, what he could get for Christmas, or to tell Santa Claus what he wanted for Christmas, I guess is what it was. And it was so eerie being there because it was me and Katie and Henry, and then, of course, a lot of other parents and their kids. And there was this kind of quiet in the air, and nobody looked like they'd slept the night before. And there was extra security at the play. There were cops everywhere, everywhere. It almost brings tears to my eyes just thinking about it, because at the same time, got a little bunch of little kids. They don't know how sick this world is.
Yeah.
And they're just going to see Santa Claus and ask for presents for Christmas. And we as parents are sitting there trying to be like, this is so great. We're having a great time. But in the back of the heads are like, what was that? What was that?
Yeah.
Who was that? What was that? From the text line, 1186 says, we skip big school dances and arena shows now too. Just in case an incident like this happens.
God, the dances is, I don't know why I'm hung up on that a little bit, but I
think because it seems like such a rite.
And it seems like such a benign experience.
Yeah.
You know, like it's homecoming.
I mean, do they not have any way to screen guns out?
I mean, metal detectors?
Metal detectors at the door? Is that unfeasible for formal apparel, though? I don't know.
But, and here's the problem, but I think you can do everything intellectually to assure people. We've got the metal detectors. We're searching bags. We're doing pat downs as everybody comes in the door so that you know when you attend this dance, there will not be guns here. As much as you can tell people that when they walk in, if they were to hear something that sounds like a gunshot, you're still going to have chaos.
Yeah.
You're going to think somehow somebody got one in.
913-586-7798. Let's go to, he just hung up literally as I was going to. Let's go to Philip in the Northland. Hey, Philip.
Hey. Yeah. So I was just calling. Obviously this was a bad and traumatic weekend for a lot of folks. And that would be terrifying to be at the dance as a student, as a parent.
Yep.
It seems like with all the, either the violence or the focus on the violence that's happening, it just seems like we have kind of, you know, a loss of respect for each other, a loss of value of life, and then a bit of a mental health crisis. And not to say that these folks are having mental health disorders, just more that it seems like as a nation, we seem to be struggling with providing that solid foundation for folks to be successful and to have that good foundation to where if something bad does happen, you know, violence isn't the first knee-jerk reaction to occur.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know anybody in my life, my circle or my tribe that would, you know, go through something bad like that and automatically reach out to commit an act of violence of ending another person's life. Like that's pretty extreme.
I hate to say this, Philip, you don't think you know anyone.
Well,
I mean, we all hope we don't know someone like that, Yeah. But we've got a lot of these situations.
Every single, I mean, not to cast aspersions on the people in your life.
No,
I'm sure they're fantastic, Phil. But I guess the point is, you never know. That's how many times has something like this happened, and people are like, "Wait, I had no idea." Though, to Philip's point, it's happened plenty of times. Where we were like, "Yeah, we were trying to warn you."
Yeah,
yeah,
you're right.
Yeah. So, all right. Thanks for your call. I mean, it's an excellent point. You know. On both levels, like one, what can we do as far as mental health is concerned to help or get help for people who might go on a mass shooting spree? The other thing is how do we deal with this ourselves? This isn't going to go away. The fear and the panic and the inability to just enjoy life like we used to have. I don't know when that's coming back.
So there are a lot of branches on this tree, right? One branch of it is teaching kids when they're young, whatever the thing is we need to teach so that later in life, they don't resort to violence for whatever reason they resort to violence. If that's can't take rejection, if that's whatever that is, let's figure that thing out and teach kids how to handle that in a different way when they're young. And then it's also the other side. It is also the reactive side. Like, what's a healthy amount of caution? And at what point are you depriving yourself of experiences that you deserve to have?
Yeah.
The mental health part is always, that's a big buzzword. And the problem with mental health is that the way our system is currently set up, it takes a lot for someone to be dangerous enough to commit them. You know, commit them to mental health. Yeah. Most of mental health relies upon you knowing in yourself, I need help. And we're still working on that in terms of making that okay for knowing how to recognize that in yourself and say, I need help. And then that us having enough help available for that. We don't have enough therapists.
We don't
available.
And then that, I mean, you could make it all part of the, you know, problem we have in this country with medical care in general.
Yes.
And if we have problems in this country getting people the physical help they need, and so many people downplay how important mental health is, then they're not going to get mental health help either. I'll take this last minute to point out that mental health isn't isolated to America. Mental health issues isn't isolated to America. It's something that every country deals with. Mm-hmm. It's something that every country has problems with. Some countries maybe deal with it better than others, but you're not seeing the kind of incidences in other countries that we see here so regularly. And yeah, they happen occasionally, but you don't see them nearly as often. And that is something that we just refuse to reconcile. And my point on all this has always been, if it's mental health, fine, do something about mental health.
Mm-hmm.
If it's guns, fine. Do something about guns.
But do something. Yeah.
Just do something. Because we can't keep going on like this, where we're having people texting in saying they can't go to Plaza Lighting anymore. No more Friday night football games for us. We used to love Union Station. Can't go. Skip school dances. You're depriving your children of childhood, and you're depriving yourself of community and fun and a sense of togetherness.
Yeah.
Coming more fractured.
Bulletproof vests for everybody all the time.
That's it. That's
seriously,
the solution.
But we
just talked last hour about an officer getting shot in Hayes and killed.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure he was wearing a bulletproof vest. So bulletproof helmets, the whole out, we just need to clad head to toe in Kevlar.
Like the mascots, you know, at major sporting events, we just get that all. We just have suits like that
furries.
We can wear.
Kevlar furries.
Like astronaut suits, basically, but it's all... it's all in Kevlar.
Sure. Yeah.
Be fine.
It's a good way to live.
Yeah.
We can't go out in the summer because we'll die.
Bake. Okay. But, so nothing fun.
You'll be free so long as the temperature is under 60 degrees.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Yeah. It's a good way to do it.
All right. Changing up topics and themes here.
Yeah.
A list of the best tourist attractions in Missouri came out. And Jamie and I want to dig into this because I honestly think it's one of the worst lists of tourist attractions I've seen. There's only one thing in the Kansas City area listed here. One out of seven attractions in Missouri.
And it's not in Kansas City.
It's not even in Kansas City. It's in Independence. We'll talk about that coming up on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
WorldAtlas.com, which sounds like it should be a credible site for lists like this, got this wrong. And we can certainly add to this list.
Yes.
Edit this list a little bit. They did the 7 best attractions to visit in Missouri. It's bad. The list is bad.
It's bad if you...
It's incomplete.
...consider Missouri to be a total state. It's great if you love St. Louis and want to go there. And I grew up in St. Louis, so I'm familiar with all these places.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if these aren't ranked, right? These are just 7?
I don't think so. Yeah, I think they're in random order.
I would actually put this at number one of the things they have on this list.
Yeah.
I would put the St. Louis Zoo at number one. It's free, except for the parking, but you can find ways around that. It is awesome. It has some of the best enclosures. It's laid out better than pretty much any zoo I've been to. And I'm sorry, Kansas City Zoo, but I prefer it way more to the Kansas City Zoo. It's fantastic.
It's
love the St.
Kansas
Louis Zoo.
City Zoo and aquarium. Thank you very much.
I was going to ask too if you've been
Saint
there
Louis
since the aquarium.
Zoo also has an aquarium, so I don't.
I'm just telling you that's what it's called now.
Okay. St. Louis Zoo and aquarium. I'm so sorry. And I know I have not been there since I've moved back.
I am not opposed to the Gateway Arch National Park being on a list of the 20 best attractions in Missouri.
Okay.
It's kind of significant. It's visually, it stands out. I'm okay with it being in the top 20, not in the top 7.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
I wouldn't even put it in the top 20. It's cool to look at.
Yeah.
As far as a tourist attraction, no, because I've been in it a couple times, and I haven't been in, and they've done some renovations, so maybe it's gotten better. Mm-hmm. This article doesn't mention that, but you take this egg-shaped elevator to get to the top.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get stuck on the way up, which is terrifying. You get up to the top and you get to look out one way and see St. Louis, which is kind of nice. Or look the other way and see East St. Louis, which is terrifying.
Southern Illinois is a great view from the top of the arch.
So beautiful. And the thing sways too. So if you have any issues with vertigo like I do, you don't get to enjoy looking out the window. Yeah. It's not the arch's fault that it's like this. I'm just saying personally, I don't like it.
You think the Ferris wheel here would be a better view?
No.
What has the... Well, you haven't been in the Ferris wheel. I need you to go up there so that I can make these analogies.
At the bottom of a hill in Kansas City has a better view than the St. Louis Arch.
Wait, did you... Is that... I missed the first part of your question.
Just being sarcastic. Are you saying
the first part of what you
said? The Ferris wheel here in Kansas City, which is at the bottom of a hill, has a better view than the St. Louis Arch?
I think I am saying that.
Okay. No.
I think I am saying that in general, the view of Kansas City from any angle is going to be better than any angle of St. Louis.
Let's just go through these real quick so people can and add in. So they have the zoo, the St. Louis Zoo, the Arch.
Silver Dollar City is on here. In Branson. Mm-hmm. Whether you're looking for an adrenaline rush, unique shows, or delicious food, they say Silver Dollar City has it all.
Okay.
I don't feel like Silver Dollar City is unique to Missouri. Every state has something. It might not have the Silver Dollar
Forge
part.
Or,
you know, it's, every state has something like this. It might not be that connection to Silver Dollar, but it's, everybody has resorts like this.
Park.
And and theaters with shows and that kind of thing. But okay, I guess it can be in the top 20. That's fine.
I just remember when I was a kid, I'd had friends who would go to Silver Dollar City and be excited about it and then come back and be like, it sucked. Because like there were levels. Like when you were my economic sphere, mm-hmm. Six Flags once a year was the big deal. That was it. That's all we got was Six Flags. And then you had friends who would go like, we went to Branson and it sucked. And then you'd have friends who are like, yeah, well, we went to Disney World. And then you have the friends who flew to Disney World. That was special.
Do you remember? We'll go through the list and I want to ask about something if you remember from Illinois. Okay. And then, hey, Kansas City area makes the list for the first time.
Oh, awesome.
Not in Kansas City. The Harry S. Truman Presidential Library in Independence. That belongs on a list. It's a presidential library. Not every state has one. That belongs on a list of the top attractions.
Sure.
It belongs in the top 20. The Mark Twain Boyhood Home and Museum.
That actually I do like.
That belongs on the list. Yeah. Hannibal, Missouri is a big area for Mark Twain stuff. It's kind of cool. Even if you're not super into Mark Twain, it's kind of fun for an afternoon. Mm-hmm. I have been in Kansas City almost 20 years. I did not know that there was a Civil War driving tour.
I don't even know what this is.
In Independence.
So both of the Kansas City area things are in Independence?
Yes, indeed. The Civil War driving tour in Independence includes 15 stops for the first and second battles of Independence.
Okay.
And then it tells me all kinds of things I didn't know.
All right.
That's it. That's your list.
That's it. All right. So let's get some from the text line, 913-586-7798. Those are the best tourist attractions, according to this list of best tourist attractions. In the state of Missouri, there was the Arch, the St. Louis Zoo, the Harry Truman Museum, Silver Dollar City. Merrimack Caverns is on there. We didn't mention that. It's kind of cool, but...
Sure. Caverns are fun.
It's fine.
We have a bunch of others. I don't know how that compares
basically to... a bunch of places I went to on school field trips.
Sure.
Not great. The Civil War driving tour is interesting, I guess. What else could be on there? What would be better? 913-586-7798. I'll just throw one in
right
now.
Where do I start?
The Negro Leagues Museum?
Yeah.
Are we seriously going to act like that's not a historic, amazing place?
Yeah.
Like that. I feel like they drove to Independence and went, that's good enough, right?
Yeah.
That's far enough. We don't need to get any closer. We don't need to get closer. Yeah. That's fine.
How is the World War I Museum not on there?
I don't know.
It's the only national war museum not in Washington, D.C.
It is the only, and it's the only, it's the only World War I museum. There is not another one anywhere else.
It's really hard to find. I mean,
that big tower makes it very difficult to spot from the air or ground.
I mean, how are you going to find it?
Yeah. I have so many things because I, you know, road trip a lot. Like, if you want to put caves on there, Onondaga Cave State Park. I couldn't even give you a good point of reference for this, but it's Southeast is really cool that I liked. Haha Tonka. Oh yeah, that was cool.
It's another cave place.
Haha Tonka State Park is cool. I have pictures from there. That was neat. We have a lot of wineries and breweries and stuff that are pretty cool. You could put Herman, Missouri on this list for all of its glory.
Nelson Atkins.
Nelson Atkins could go on that list.
I'm thinking more Kansas City things.
The ship.
Oh, Steamboat Arabia.
Thank you. Yeah, Steamboat Arabia is cool and unique.
Yeah.
And on the Kansas or Missouri
literally
side.
Literally a 19th century time capsule.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
That we had, that they dug up this ship out of the Missouri River.
Yeah. Hey, you know, the oldest pickles in the world. That's awesome. Ann in Kansas City has some ideas for the list. Hey, Ann.
Hi. Yeah, I was thinking about the Anheuser-Busch related attractions. There's the brewery. I think they touched a brewery.
Yeah.
But there's Rance Farm outside St. Louis. And then outside Boonville, there's Warm Springs Ranch where the Clydesdales are bred.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Grant's Farm is where they keep the Clydesdales, but yeah, there you go. Yeah,
more St. Louis things.
More St. Louis things. Deanna Rose is really neat. That's unique, but that's Kansas, I guess, so that doesn't count. What am I doing?
Gosh, it'd be great if my brain had a little bit of recall today. What's the place where people thought Travis Kelce proposed to Taylor Swift, and he didn't actually? Highway 50.
It was in Lee Summit.
50 Highway. No, it wasn't in Lee Summit.
I know it wasn't in Lee Summit, but people were saying
that's what
it was
people said
Summit.
It was. Yeah. What is that place called? Text line's going to know right away. That has the chapel. Oh, my brain is not. I'm never going to think of it, but that's a pretty cool place over there.
Let's see. Elephant Rocks State Park.
That's awesome. Elephant Rocks is cool.
These are all from the text line.
Wait, is Elephant Rocks in Kansas? I think Elephant Rocks State Park is in Kansas.
I don't know.
I'm looking. I think it's way, way, way western Kansas. I'm almost certain it's in. Why is their website not making this obvious to me?
It's in Missouri.
It is Missouri?
In Iron County, Missouri.
When I Google it, the one that comes up is in Thailand. Sorry. Because that's what I've been to.
Let's see. This is true. I know we've done a lot of St. Louis ones. But the texter makes a great point. If you're going to do St. Louis, you don't have the City Museum on there.
Oh,
then
yeah.
You're
people
missing
have talked a lot about
out
that.
Entirely.
Yeah.
The City Museum is awesome. It's weird. It's basically you take a pile of construction and turn it into a playground for kids. It's fantastic.
Powell Gardens is what I was trying to think of.
Ah.
It's beautiful. It's a botanical garden. Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous. And yeah, put that on the list.
The Pony Express Museum in St. Joe. Oh, the Museum of Madness.
Yes. What is that? There's
mental health
psychiatric something,
yeah,
something museum.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. That's
in
unique.
St. Joe. Yeah. Herman
sure.
Wine Country.
Yeah.
I mean,
Herman Wine
again,
Country. Amish Country. Like
again,
all there's stuff up by St. Joe with Amish Country things.
Ozark National Scenic Riverways, which is, I guess, a thing. Yeah. I think the biggest one you're missing from this, if you're not going to go into Kansas City, you're avoiding Liberty Memorial. You're avoiding the Negro Leagues Museum, the Jazz Museum, Steamboat Arabia.
Yes. Nelson Adkins. It's a free art museum.
Yeah.
It's a free art museum and it's beautiful and stunning.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. All right. There's a list of the best attractions, tourist attractions in Missouri. And it sucked. What should be on here? 913-586-7798. We'll talk to you coming up on Midday.
All right. I think we're helping them out with our additional edits to the top tourist attractions in the state of Missouri
that
World
are,
Atlas.
That are, by the way, outside of St. Louis. Because it offends me as somebody from St. Louis how many things they mentioned that people in St. Louis don't even like.
Yeah.
Nobody in St. Louis is like, oh, Merrimack Caverns. Hey, let's get the kids to go. No, they went there on a field trip and they hated it.
We have so many caverns in Missouri, so many state, like I said, Onondaga, we have so many, and I feel like it's hard to distinguish between them.
Right.
Like, I've been to Wind Cave National Park or State Park, which is in South Dakota, and the only thing that's really, really far down, you have to take an elevator really far down to get into that, but I don't feel like caverns are a unique thing.
I mean, just Forest Park in general in St. Louis. You got the zoo, you got the art museum there, the jewel box, all that stuff. You have the Missouri Botanical Gardens. If you're going to name things in St. Louis, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Let's go to Scott in Overland Park. Scott, do you want to defend Silver Dollar City?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Go for it.
Well, it also sits on top of a cave, too, because that's how the amusement park started.
Ah, okay.
And you can do a light cave with the lights on or tour with the lights off, and it's really cool. And also, Silver Dollar City has like some of the best food in the area or in for amusement park wise.
I don't know if Jamie's making a kill me motion or is it a heart attack motion.
Twist the knife, put the knife in my heart, just twist.
She was pounding her chest and twisting. I don't know what this is supposed to be. It's very dramatic.
Amusement park wise.
Amusement park wise?
Okay, that's fair.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
And also, World of Fun's pretty great, too, even though it's also owned by Six Flags, sadly.
Well, it used to be owned by Cedar Fair. It's only been owned by Six Flags for a few
not
years,
long,
right?
Yeah.
So maybe it's not that bad. Let's go to Jerry in the Northland. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, I think the park she was thinking of that has the chapel is Powell Gardens.
Powell Gardens, we got there. It took a while, but yeah.
Oh,
but
okay.
That should be on there, too. Oh, sorry.
It absolutely should.
Had to let you go because we're almost out of time. But it should be on there.
Botanical Gardens on there. Pick the one that's got the really cool, clear chapel that people get married in.
Well, they didn't even put the Missouri Botanical Gardens on there.
That's a good point, too. Yeah.
I don't know. You know, it's funny if you listen to us too. If you're from the middle of the state, you're like, what about us?
Yeah.
What about Bill's Trail? And I don't know. The Katy Trail. That's actually a thing.
That should be on there too.
Yeah.
Because that's an incredible, for those of you who bike.
Yeah.
That's a great way to get across the state.
The whole state.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, coming up, Johnson County has no shelters.
Neat.
Something a young man found out living in Johnson County, much to his detriment, and so much more. Stick with us. It's midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.